So last week we talked about Advent, this season in which we are urgently exhorted to prepare for that day of the Lord, the day of God, the last day. And St. Peter tells us in our second reading that it will be a great and terrible day when the elements will catch fire and melt away in the heat. And as I said last week, we tend to forget that day will ever happen. Because after all, Peter wrote this 2,000 years ago. But Peter tells us not to be fooled. Because what we may perceive as slow on God's part is really a manifestation of his patience. This God who does not want anyone to be lost and wants to bring everybody to repentance. And so on this Advent Sunday, of course, Advent means coming, we can talk about a different coming, our coming to God. In fact, we prayed about that in our opening prayer. Let's hear that again. We pray to God that no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son. So this Advent Sunday, let us think about our coming to God. You know, the scriptures this weekend celebrate that God has done everything possible to make it easy for us to come to him. He fills in valleys. He levels mountains and hills. He makes paths straight. And the evangelist Mark announced to us the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Gospel. God spell in Old English. Evangelion in the Greek. Good news. The good news is the advent, the gracious coming of the kingdom of God to us. And that kingdom comes to us in the person of Jesus, so that all humanity may see the glory of God revealed, because this Jesus is part of that humanity. He is a human being like us, so that it can be easier for us to come to him. And he comes to us as a good shepherd. As a good shepherd who is tirelessly gathering all the lambs that he can find to hold them in his arms, to hold them against his breast, to lead them to safety. This shepherd who seeks after the stray, while declaring that it is never the will of his Father in heaven that any one of us should be lost. This good shepherd who will even lay down his life for us to make it easy for us to come to God. Who leaves us a church to guide us on the way of salvation, and sacraments to draw us close to him. And so what's our excuse? What else could God do to make it easy for us to come to him? In our first reading, we hear that part of the prophet Isaiah that is called the Book of Consolation. And God directs Isaiah to speak for him, and this is what it says: console my people, console them, says your God. What intimate words those are. Console my people, says your God. And God directs the prophet to speak to our heart, to convince us of his concern. He clears away all obstacles for us So dearly does he want us to be saved. And he sends us one like us, a strong but tender shepherd who wants to gather us in his embrace. John the Baptist, who wanted to help prepare the way for us to come to God, for God to come to us, proclaimed a baptism of repentance. Baptism means immersion. And so in this Advent season, let us immerse ourselves totally in turning back to God, who has made it so easy for us to do that. Jesus came walking to us wearing sandals to lead us on that royal road to his Father, Jesus, who is the way to the Father. And John the Baptist was so overcome by such gentle and merciful condescension of this shepherd who comes after us that he said that he was not fit to kneel down and undo the straps of those sandals. So in this rest, in the remainder of Advent that is still here, let us take Jesus' hand, because it's always easy to do it with him, and strap on our sandals and walk with Christ on that path that he has made straight for us to his Father and our Father. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.